Welcome to Dish Nation, yo! Yeah, welcome! Man, what sort of concoctions are we whipping up today?
Demi Lovato had an interesting way of asking for a date. We'll explain.
Plus, Carlton Underwood went outside, honey, of Bachelor Nation for a smash alert.
Ooh, and Jennifer Aniston is supporting her good friend Ellen DeGeneres. That's coming up. But first, Head Crack, what you got?
All right, y'all. So little by little, we're finding out who's on this season of Dancing with the Stars. Now it's being reported that the most recent star of The Bachelor, Matt James, will be joining the cast.
Okay.
Maddie.
All right. Right.
And Olivia Jade will also be headed to the ballroom. Lori Loughlin's daughter will be attempting to row her way onto America's Good Graces after the college admission scandal. And Chevy, check this out. It's rumored that Olivia will be dancing with your old partner from the show, Val Smirkovsky. So how do you think that's going to play out? Do you think Lori Loughlin might try to bribe the judges so Olivia at least makes it to, like, the final rounds?
They do not do bribes over there Dancing with the Stars, but I think Val can make anybody who's not look like they can.
Okay.
So he gonna do it the right way.
Okay.
This is nice. Yes.
Yeah, Val be putting it on them women, honey. They fall for Val quick because he be Smirkovsky in their ass.
He sure do, bro. You ain't never lied.
He may do all that putting the women and making the women look good, but he don't make them win. I mean, Sherry, why y'all didn't win?
Because Val couldn't pick me up. I think if Val could have actually picked up my butt, we could have took the trophy. Yes, I do.
So do we need to get a Sherry Shepherd redo on Dancing with the Stars? Would you try it again now?
Yes, I would. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I would be horrified if they didn't call me back for, like, fan favorite.
Okay, you guys, after a long run, the Ellen DeGeneres Show is about to start its 19th and final season.
Aww.
And we know that the first guest of the final show will be Ellen's good friend, Jennifer Aniston. Well, Jen was also the first guest ever when the show started in 2003, and she's been on the show a bunch of times since then. Now, everybody, if you had your own talk show, who would be your first guest?
Oh, my gosh. If I had my own talk show, my first guest, because I admire him so much, my love, Cat Williams, would be my first guest. And happy birthday,
that
Cat.
That would be dope.
Happy birthday, Cat Williams.
Mine would probably be Rick James. I love Rick James. I saw his documentary yesterday.
He's not here, Gary.
He died like 12 years ago.
He's not alive,
they had
Gary.
To be alive, huh?
Oh, well, dig him up.
Well, Gary, what are you
going to
have, a ghost
show?
Talk show?
Well, I mean,
what are you going to ghost the talk show? What is...
Well,
how you gonna have Rick James and he's dead?
Well, we could have a spirit of him. I mean, you know, they got a hologram. So,
wow.
Okay, it's time for another smash alert. All right, this time it's former Bachelor star Colton Underwood. Colton's been getting cozy in Hawaii with political mover and shaker Jordan C. Brown. Jordan's worked on presidential campaigns of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. As we know now, Colton's shooting a reality show with Olympic skier Gus Kennyworthy, and Gus might have hooked them up since they run in the same circles, y'all. This actually might work. Brett, what do you think? Is this going to work? What's up? You think he needs those first couple of relationships just to bang those out real quick so you find something serious?
Yeah.
Keyword, Chewy, bang it out.
This is a smash alert.
If I was to get with somebody from politics, I probably would choose Van Jones. I think Van is a great guy. Now that I know that him and Kim Kardashian are not together, I think it would be great, honey, to hang out with and connect with Mr. Jones.
Why don't you shoot your shot, Gary? Go for it.
Shoot your shot. Call me Van.
You know what they say. It goes down in a DM. So when you're a star, apparently you can DM other stars for a date. And that's just exactly what Demi Lovato did.
Nice.
Now on the podcast 4D with Demi Lovato, Emily Hampshire from the TV show Schitt's Creek revealed that the non-binary singer asked her to kick it before clarifying that kick it meant going on a date. And Demi, who's 29, so Emily, who's 40, that they could be like other famous May-December romances. Check it out.
And you said...
I did. I slid in those DMs.
Slid in my DMs and you said, hey,
yes.
I'd like you on the show. We should kick it sometime. And then you said, below it, you said, and by kick it, I mean, like, go on a date. I find you attractive or whatever. Like, you made it clear that it was a date.
Yeah.
You also said, think of Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor.
No.
And then right after, you're like, oh, I don't mean you're the Holland Taylor.
Oh.
Now, see, I always thought kick it was, let's hang out. Like, nah. Maybe I'm
you from Chicago, Sherry. It means you date. Know what kick it means.
Let's kick it. Like, let's hop in the bed together.
Sherry, you remember the word juicing from Chicago? That's kick it.
But, okay, Brad, so then I want to apologize to Brad for all the times I called him. This girl was like, girl, let's kick it. Ooh. I'm in Atlanta. We need to kick it. I am apologizing to you right now, Brad.
They know what you meant.
I thought kick it means just get out of the way, because in my culture, we never talk about, girl, let's kick it. Kick it means put it out the damn well with them, so I don't know what y'all would be talking about if somebody would come and say, let's kick it, that's tacky.
That was before Christ, Gary. PC.
So what's like the Netflix and chill of your community? Like, what do you say, like, amongst your good Jews?
There you go.
Girl,
that's
let's
a great
get
question.
Together, child, and let's go have tea or something. We don't be like, girl, let's kick it. That's so ghetto. Lord.
What does it mean? Let's get tea.
Girl, let's get with some trade, honey. Ain't no kicking it. I mean, that's too many things, honey. No.
Get with some trade is worse. Get with some trade. What?
Gary, what kind of language are you talking?
Exactly,
Gary?
We don't understand.
That's our language. That's the
who are you trying to get with?
That's the grand girl's language. We ain't talking about girl kicking it. That's so ghetto. Kicking, like, knock it out your damn way. Oh, that's tacky.
Knock it out your way. Everything sounds like a
knock
baseball,
it out your
Gary.
Way.
Trading
that sounds
cards.
Sexual too.
Knock it out the park, out of your way. What the hell?
Well, all right, y'all. Tonight's the night, honey, for the show that we all love, honey. It's Brad Love Today, and we have a sneak peek, honey, so let's take a look.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think you know her?
Maybe a 6.
A 6 is a long way from a 10 when you think you know somebody. A 6?
And I just need to really think about what I'm doing.
I think this is like some sort of self-sabotage.
You gonna be honest with me?
That's a question.
Are you getting cold feet?
Do you understand, like, you got enough
one
on one, but I don't need to pull you into my...
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, Brad, my Lord, girl.
Not drama.
It looks like you got to be back in the streets. I get kicked it. But nah, honey, that's like it's a lot of drama, girl. So what can you tell us about tonight's show?
Listen, as the drama unfolds, I am in awe and amazed and almost like embarrassed at everything that happens as well. Wait till y'all see what happened tonight. I have a confrontation with my sister. We talk about all those things that happened back then, and she let me have it. I let her have it. Then the whole proposal, and it's so much. Y'all just got to watch tonight, 9, 8 Central, WeTV.
First of all, I can't imagine you and Lisa Ray get into it, because I hang out with Lisa Ray. But no. When you make Lisa Ray mad,
girl.
That's not the person.
I never want to make Lisa Ray mad.
That's Chicago.
Man.
Don't let the beauty fool you on Lisa Ray.
No, ma'am.
She will cut you.
Ooh.
That girl.
Deep.
I want to see it tonight.
All right, y'all. Now, shifting gears here, we want to take a moment to remember Real Housewives of Atlanta star Greg Leakes. Now, the businessman and husband of NeNe Leakes passed away after a battle with colon cancer. Mm.
You know, I just want to say a little something for Greg, because Greg called me one day and he said, I know that Jeffrey, you're raising him by yourself, and if you would allow me to be Jeffrey's mentor. And he became Jeffrey's mentor and would call him, check on him, you know, tell him, chastise him when he needed. And I will always appreciate Greg Leakes for taking care of my son.
That's awesome.
We want to send our thoughts and prayers to NeNe and all of Greg's children, family, and friends. And may he rest in peace.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, y'all know, baby, how I like my tea, honey. Messy. Shady, baby. And that's exactly, honey, what Kourtney Kardashian is serving, honey.
Ooh, Gary, you got that right, baby. So remember we dished about Scott sliding up in Kourtney X's, Jonas's DMs, about the pics of her and Travis Scott showing major PDA in Venice. Y'all remember that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
It was good.
It was.
Well, Kourtney and Travis took their PDA to Disneyland Paris next, but she still found time to do a quick subliminal clapback to her baby daddy Scott. She posted a cartoon pic of a man and a woman kissing with the caption, "How do you get over someone who treated you so badly at Poosh Special?"
Ooh!
No, you know what, Chewy, was such a trip is that Scott sent this, got in the DMs for Eunice and was like, yo, what's going on, bro? And Eunice was like, look, as long as Courtney is happy and I'm not your bro. So right there, Scott, he don't nobody like right. you. If y'all are wondering, how does Scott Disick feel about all of this? A source says that Scott is mortified that Eunice shared his private DM message. He had a low moment and he was looking for someone who could relate to his feelings. So do we think that article that Courtney put out is just a coincidence?
Hell no. No.
I mean, it definitely wasn't the results that Scott was looking for, because not only is he not on your side, he kind of low-key challenged you to a fight.
Yeah.
So it's like, it went from bad to like awful.
That's the next celebrity boxing match, y'all. Jonas versus Scott. I think that's going to happen.
Oh, wow.
So,
can't wait. I'm front row on that one. All right, everybody, it's time for another dish gone viral. All right, y'all, this story right here is wild. So a video of a young lady by the name of Lex out of Portland, Oregon, revealing to her parents that she makes them cakes clap for a living as a stripper.
Nice.
What? And she's trending, y'all, on social media. And y'all will never guess how she told them her secret.
How?
Girl, boys, whoever listening, Dishettes, Dish Nation, child, she presented them a PowerPoint presentation. Ooh, check this out.
What the secret does mean. I'm talented, I'm cool, I'm powerful. Mm-hmm. What the secret does not mean. I'm pregnant or in danger. Are you ready for this? Drum roll. I'm a stripper! As in, I pulled it.
Really?
And I love it.
She told her parents she was a stripper.
That's pretty big.
I don't know how people of other ethnicities do it, but I would never tell my parents I was stripping.
Yeah.
Do you realize, like, in the black community, you'd have to get caught, like, mid-twerk at the strip club in order for people to find out in your family?
I was a strip club bouncer for a little while, and I want to tell you, 99.9% of the girls that work there, their families didn't know. Some of the boyfriends didn't even know. Like, they kept that on under wraps.
She did the right thing by telling her parents not hide. Why would you hide, though, and stuff, honey? And Sherry, my question to you is, though, honey, I mean, would you tell your parents how would you even tell your parents that you was throwing ass in a circle?
You so worked up and wrong, you can't even talk.
All right, ladies, honey, time to slide in this 3-pack, honey, Baden Form Flexi Smoothing Briefs, honey, with cool comfort. And no worries, honey, they come in all sizes, small and all the way up to a size 3XL, honey. So we got something for every woman, Sherry.
And let's be honest, we wear panties all the time, but nothing beats a pair of light, silky microfiber material for everyday wear.
Ladies, go ahead and update your essentials with the Hanes brand. You deserve to be comfortable while having seamless coverage.
And the undies come in black, nude, or a combo package of 2 nudes and 1 black. Briefs have never sounded so sexy. So, Brad, tell everyone how much.
Well, usually they can run as high as $45, but for our dishettes out there, you can get the whole 3-pack for just $19. So go on over to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, is this super fan of Britney Spears just toxic or a shopaholic? We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, let me tell you about Zachary Abraham. He is such a diehard fan that he has racked up a reported $137,000 worth of Britney Spears merchandise.
Woo!
My mind is boggled right there. Zachary confessed that this includes hundreds of tour programs, albums, autographs, photos, and tons more that are now worth some big bucks. So he could resell them, actually. He's got so much stuff. So I got to ask you, Gary, because we know that you are such a Diana Ross fan. You got to answer
me.
How much money have you spent collecting Diana Ross gear, merchandise, photos, everything?
Sherry, I can't even count because I have art.
Nice.
Of Miss Ross. I don't buy, like, little memorabilia things like autograph poker.
Now, Brett and Judy got this pillow that I am really wanting. I'm willing to pay some money to have that pillow on my bed of Brett and
How
Judy.
How much you want to pay? I got you.
I got $137. Is that too low?
Let's do, like, $250. I got you.
I can do that. I can do that.
They're really soft.
What are these pillows
stuck with? They don't stay. They don't tarnish. They sleep good, and they're very decorative. They will match anything in your home, darling, because they have all the royal colors.
I'll be sleeping on all that booty? Yes, girl. I will pay it.
All right, well, this is a story that's near and dear to my heart. Well, it looks like the FTC wants to know what the McHell is going on with the McFlurry machines at McDonald's. Now, as a lot of y'all know, you try to pull up to Mickey D's, you try to order anything that's dairy, ice cream cone, a McFlurry, whatever, they talk about the machine is out of service.
It's always not working.
The Federal Trade Commission wants to learn how suppliers and equipment are reviewed and whether or not the restaurant owners are allowed to work on the machines in their own stores. I even took the time to watch an hour-long documentary about this. It's very intriguing. Now, the franchises are saying that the devices are very complicated and their breakdowns are hard to fix, so you got to call people in. What y'all think?
Yes. So you're saying that they actually doing this so they don't have to clean the machine. So it's easier to say the machine is broken.
Okay.
Well, it's been hot outside.
Employees are not lazy. How could y'all say that about these employees at McDonald's? These machines are higher education. They hire people that doesn't have the education to work the machines.
Stop.
That's why they break
it.
They can't
get
fixed.
It's not hard to work these at all, Gary. You worked one when you worked at Wendy's. You know how to work
it. Somebody's going to end up in McJail. Baby. We worked the Frosty machine. Gary. You just lift the nozzle and
And that's the same easy thing to do with this ice cream, Gary. That's what I'm saying. Right. You know how to work it. It's very, you're saying it's hard, but it's very easy if you were able to understand it.
Well, anyway, it's time to check in, honey, with our good friend Jason Lee, honey, of Hollywood Unlocked. So, Jason, what you serving tonight on Fox Soul?
Thanks, Gary. That's right. An all-new episode of Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored airs tonight, and I got Natalie Nunn straight from the Baddies ATL reunion, and she's spilling all the tea on whether or not she thinks Sarah Oliver should come back to the show after leaking her audio, and that she thinks she's better than Jocelyn Hernandez. Check it out tonight. All new show, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Just go to foxo.tv.
Thanks, Jason. And coming up, Lil Nas X shows his heavenly assets on his new album cover. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Honey, Lil Nas X, honey, has entered the chat. He dropped the visuals for his album cover for Montero, and baby, the girls say, honey, it's giving, bitch. Now, he posted the artwork to Twitter with the caption, "Dust the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array." By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested for all his work. So he said, this is God's work, but what do you guys think about this, honey?
I mean, Lil Nas X is always going to give you some dope art. You know, it's always going to be provocative and controversial, but this is pretty creative.
Gary, could you have done a better job? What would your album cover look like?
My album cover would probably have some beautiful women, honey, just slaying, honey, in beautiful ball gowns, cascading or tromping through the mall or something like that.
I have to say, I'm just very glad that Lil Nas did it the way he did it, and he wasn't pole dancing with an angel in heaven. I don't know how I could have took that one.
That'd have been kind of awesome. That'd have been kind of badass.
Yeah, for me, I'd have been like, I'm going to stay away from that.
Maybe
one.
For the next one.
This one is
he just
got to
do something
though.
For fun.
Yeah.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.